What's happening, team? Welcome to the Type 1 Movement Podcast, where I'm going to be sharing with you my tips, tricks, and stories to help you lead the healthiest life possible as a Type 1 diabetic. I am your host, Type 1 Tom. Just a quick disclaimer, any advice that I give will not overpower your medical professional, so please consult with them first if you're thinking of making any changes. Hello, welcome to another episode of the Type 1 Movement Podcast. In this episode, we're going to speak about getting in shape as a Type 1. Whatever getting in shape means for you, it could mean improving your fitness, it could mean losing body fat, it could be gaining muscle. I don't give a fuck. Well, I do give a fuck. I love every single one of you, but I don't give a fuck. These principles still apply what I'm going to tell you in this. So, first, guys, please leave me a rating and a review on the podcast app if you get value from this episode and my podcast in general, as it does help me reach more type 1 diabetics. And feel free to screenshot and share it on your motherfucking Instagram stories and tag me at type1_Tom. So, guys, right. Let's start with a little story about me. So recently I was like, right, I want to do a triathlon this year. So I've been hammering in my training. I started running 10K yesterday, first one ever. Quite happy with it. Could have probably kept going. Just done a 35-mile bike ride today. And I've not really... it was about 3 weeks ago when I started running and decided, yeah, I want to do a triathlon. I'll be honest... Over the past few months, I've not really been asked about what my body looks like. But what has happened from this training and the way that I'm eating and stuff like that, and me going through the day making choices that align with my goals, I've started to lean out a little bit. And I'm pretty happy with the way that I look at the moment. But it's not been a focus. Performance has been a focus. Going through my day, making the right choices has been a focus. Not how my body looks. Keeping my blood glucose in stable range has been a focus. Eating well has been a focus. Making sure I'm getting my workouts in that I set myself has been a focus. Not how my body looks. My body's just started to go into a better shape, let's say, into a better shape, just because of these decisions, yeah? So, guys, I'm going to share with you a little bit. Well, I broke it down into four categories. This is fucking simple shit, guys. This is basic, but a lot of you fuckers need reminding of the basics every once in a while. And I do apologize if you don't know this. I'm not belittling you. Some people don't know what I'm about to share. Yeah, fair enough. You don't know. But now you fucking do, because you're here with me, and I'm going to school your ass today. Right. First thing, getting in shape as a type 1 diabetic. I want to tell you that it's the same as a non-diabetic. Fuck off with your excuses that being a type 1 makes it harder for me. Yeah, we've got to control our glucose levels, but it's not any harder than a normal person. Yes, we do have that added stress, but the same fucking principles still apply. And the first few principles that I'm going to tell you apply. This is nothing to do with type 1 diabetes. First one, know how many calories you're eating. Use an app like MyFitnessPal to track. Guys, I'll be honest, I don't track my food intake. I've not been tracking my food intake. Why? Because I spent years and years and years tracking my food intake. So now I have a good idea of the amount of calories that I'm eating. I also make sure that all my meals contain some protein, some carbs and some fats. Veggies and shit as well, yeah? I eat well. I'm doing the two-finger thing. I eat healthy, yeah? The majority of the time, but I don't deprive myself of shit. So... guys, if you're just starting out and your body isn't where you want it to be, or your performance and stuff, and you don't know how many calories you're eating, fucking start tracking your food and start there. Basic. Start tracking your food. You won't have to track forever, but this is going to give you a big insight to how much or how little you're actually eating throughout the day. When clients start with me and get them tracking the food, like, fuck, I didn't know I was eating that much. I thought I was eating well, but I'm eating loads, or fucking hell, I'm really under-eating. That's why I'm struggling to gain some muscle or something. Track your food. Yeah? So, you know, you won't have to track this forever, but at the start, do it. It's going to teach you a lot. It's going to teach you more than any coach could ever teach you. Track your fucking food. Next thing, when you start tracking your food, you're going to see how many grams of protein you're eating a day. Type 1 seems to be protein deficient. I don't know why, you motherfuckers. So you're probably going to have to increase your protein. You're going to know how many grams of fat you're eating. And you know what else? Bonus point for us type 1s. You're going to know how many grams of carbs you're eating. There we go. Carb counting in a motherfucking nutshell. Use MyFitnessPal. It's simple. It's easy. Yes, it won't be 100% accurate all the time, but it gives you a fucking better clue than you trying to guesstimate it. Guys, I've just said I don't track my food intake, but I can guesstimate the amount of carbs in a meal. Why? Because I've spent years and years and years tracking my food, educating myself, putting the fucking work in. So tracking your food is going to help you see how much protein you're eating a day, how many grams of carbs you're eating a day, how much fat you're eating in a day. And if your goal is losing body fat, you need to create a deficit, which means burning more calories than you're consuming. If you want to gain lean muscle, you need to create a slight surplus, which means eating more calories than you're burning each day. You'll never get this right first time. You need to have a fuck about of it. One thing I will say, guys, don't use MyFitnessPal to track fucking exercise because it'll give you calories back and you're like, oh, I've burnt 500 calories working out. I can go and have a cheesecake. No, you fucking can't. If you've worked your calories out right, just use MyFitnessPal to track calories. Unlink it from any fucking Garmin, any Fitbit, any activity shit. Unlink it. It'll fuck with your numbers, your calories and shit. That's it. That's the food side of things. Let's move on to exercise. Stay active. Aim for at least 10,000 steps every day. If you don't hit 10,000, try and get more the next day. If you are sedentary and you've got a desk job, I'm sorry to be the one to tell you this, and you can't get 10,000 steps in a day, you're going to have to compensate with food. This is more so if you're wanting to lose body fat. If you can't get 10,000 steps in a day, you're tracking your food, it's not moving, your weight's not moving, or your body's not going in the direction that you want, you need to eat a little bit less. You're going to have to compensate with food because your expenditure isn't as high as if you was getting over 10,000 steps in a day. That's that. If you're wanting to gain lean muscle, doesn't really fucking matter. Keep your steps and activity level up for insulin sensitivity and the great impact it has on glucose, our glucose levels, but it's not as adamant as if you're wanting to lose body fat, yeah? Next, work out. Go on walks, work out, home workouts, fucking gym workouts when we can. Do you remember those things, gym in the UK at this time, we're back in lockdown? Do you remember gyms? Fucking gyms. Anyway, swiftly moving on, work out. Run, bike, swim, whatever your poison is, weights, I don't care. Stay active. Try and get at least 3 workouts in a week. That's the activity side of shit. This is basic shit. Next thing. This is the one, guys, that I want you to focus on the most because this is where most of you fuckers fail. Well, not fail, but struggle with. Keep stable blood glucose levels. Why? First thing, your health. Your health is more important than how your body looks. Keep stable levels for your health. Next, let's take it onto the body side of things. Let's look at dropping body fat. I speak to so many type ones. I'm having so many lows. I'm having to eat calories. It's knocking out my deficit. All right. Then find out why you're having hypos all the time. Is it because you're moving more? You're eating better? Do you need to make basal rate adjustments or tweak your background insulin? Is your insulin to carb ratio off? Find out. Stop having hypos, eating to correct them, moaning, it's knocking me out my deficit. Fucking sort the hypo out. Go and find out why you're having hypos all the time. Sort that out. Because yes, it's going to knock you out of a deficit. And you know what else? When we're having loads of lows, do we feel like working out? Do we fuck? I know I don't. It kicks me right in the dick. I will say that. It kicks me right in the dick. And if you're a girl, it probably kicks you right in the biff. Apologies for my profound language, but I don't care. I'm telling you how it is. When we have loads of lows, we don't want to work out. Simple as that, team. So sort the lows out. Flip side, if you're wanting to gain lean muscle, and also when you want to lose body fat, you want to retain as much muscle as possible. Flip side, if you're running high all the time, your body will start to eat away at, check this, check where it goes to first, because it ain't fat. When we're high all the time, it doesn't go from fat, it goes to muscle, because there's more protein in muscle, and your body will start eating away at the protein, and eating away at itself in muscle. So if you're wanting to gain lean muscle and you're running high levels all the time, your averages are high and shit, you're eating away at muscle and you want to build muscle. What the fuck? If you're wanting to lose body fat, you want to keep as much muscle as possible and you're running high all the time, you're eating away at that muscle. So you'll end up looking what's called a skinny fat, which I'm sure you don't want. So keep your blood glucose levels as stable as possible. This comes down to, it comes down to loads of things. But you know what? When you start tracking your food, knowing how many calories you're eating, how many grams of protein, carbs and fats, and you're staying active, that will massively help you keep more stability in your glucose levels. Yeah? Let's move on to the biggest thing, guys. Well, the second biggest thing, because keeping stable blood glucose levels is one of the biggest. It comes down to your choices. It all comes down to your daily choices. Yeah? I did a post about this. For example, I choose to go out on a run or ride my bike instead of sitting binge watching Netflix. I get more movement in. I choose to get balance in my meals of protein, carbs and fats and some veggies instead of getting high processed carb and fatty foods. Not that there's anything wrong with them, but if you're eating them all the time, it's going to fuck with your levels, it's going to fuck with your health and your body goals and how you fucking feel. It's down to your daily choices, guys. No one can do it for you. I'm a coach. I could give you all the fucking information like this that you need, but I can't fucking shove your face in the dirt and make you apply it. You have to choose. Every single day when you wake up, you get a choice between the option that you know you should take and the option that if your health, diabetes management and life isn't moving the direction that you want, the option that you're currently taking. We all know what choice we should make. Why the fuck aren't you making it? Because that ain't anyone else. That's on you. Yeah? That's on you. I can give you this, how many calories you're eating. Track your food. Keep active. Keep stability in your glucose levels. But you need to make the choice to make that a priority for you. Because if you don't, you ain't fucking getting anywhere, are you? Yeah? You always have a choice whether you order takeout or you make yourself some food. Whether you sit on your fucking ass or you go out on a walk. Whether you decide to track your food and carb count or you decide to fucking wing it. You have a fucking choice. Make the right choice. And you know what? I'm going to give you something now in this episode that you can play whenever you're struggling with a toss-up between the right choice. We're going to go now, right? Hello, this is Tom. You know what fucking choice you should make? Make the right motherfucking choice. You got it. Play that fucker whenever you're struggling to make the right choice. Yeah? There you go. You can have that one. I'll give it you. You can have it. Guys, that is it. Bit of a recap. If you want to get in shape as a type 1 diabetic, it boils down to, first of all, keeping stability in your glucose levels. Understand about diabetes. It's a condition that you've got. Don't let it fucking rule your life. You rule the shit out of that condition. Yeah? Keep stability in your levels. Next, stay active. Work out. Go on fucking walks. Next, know how many grams of protein, carbs and fats you're eating by tracking your food intake using like an app like MyFitnessPal, and also know how many calories you're eating. And the thing that underpins it all that we've just been over, make the right fucking choices. Guys, that's it. And I'll tell you one, where you are at now, where you are at right now in your life, with your blood glucose control, with your body, with your health, with your mind, is all because of the choices that you've been making. If it ain't where you want it to be, make fucking different choices. And it's never, ever, ever too late for you to make the right choices. Never. So don't think, oh, I've spent years of being out of control, I've spent years of fucking being fat and lazy and eating shit, I've spent years of being skinny and struggling to put weight on. Choices that you make, and if you're like, I don't know though how to control my glucose levels or get in shape, fucking make a choice to go and do some research. You're here listening to this. This is a choice. A good choice. The right choice listening to me. It's the fucking right choice listening to me. Yeah? Because you're stepping in the right direction of educating yourself. You can't sit there and whinge. We tried to end about fucking 2 minutes ago, didn't we? We will end soon. You can't sit there and whinge where you're at now with everything if you know you've been making the wrong choices. It's on you. Don't put it off onto your mate, fucking Sandra. Apologies if there's any Sandras listening to this. Don't put it off onto your mate, Sandra. Sandra keeps sabotaging me at the weekend with a gin and a wine. Fuck off. You still have a choice. My mate Dave keeps getting takeout. Fuck off. You still have a choice. My housemate, Susan, said we're going to fucking binge watch. I don't fucking know. I don't know. A series on Netflix and not go to the gym or not work out. You have a fucking choice. Make the right one. That is it. Guys, if you got value from this episode, please leave me a rating and review on the podcast app. And you know what? As much as I come at you guys with tough love, there's still love there. There's a lot of love there. There's a lot of love there. I know tough love isn't for everyone, but sometimes it's what you fucking... You need to hear what you know deep down is right. You need someone to say, hey, dickhead, make the right fucking choice. Because you know, you just won't say it to yourself. That's it. Again, feel free to leave me a rating and a review on the podcast app as it really does help me reach more type 1 diabetics. And I appreciate you guys listening as always. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day. Peace and love, and remember, hey, this is Tom. Make the right fucking choice. Until the next episode, guys, peace.